Broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium in downtown Atlanta, it is time for WITConnect 2018, brought to you by Fujiyama Wealth Management. Now, here are your hosts.
And we are back live at WITConnect 2018, broadcasting from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium, downtown Atlanta. And I have a Business Radio X veteran with me right now, Mr. Ricky Steele. How are you doing, Ricky?
Very well, doing very well. It's a beautiful evening and a great crowd's already gathering.
It is. It's getting really busy in here, getting kind of loud.
It's actually sold out, and it's been sold out for weeks.
That's amazing.
People have been calling, begging for tickets from everybody.
Wow.
And it's a great thing because it's a great organization, and great things will happen tonight, and a lot of money will be raised for very important causes.
Absolutely. I mean, it's incredible. I've had the opportunity to speak with some individuals who have been with WIT since its inception, since the beginning, and just to see and hear how it's grown from the beginning and see where it is right now. I mean, it's pretty incredible to be a part of this event.
It really is. I actually was the MC, I think, the first 2 years at the Waverly Hotel.
Oh, yeah?
And as it got bigger and bigger, it had to find, you know, larger locations.
Right.
But the whole event has changed and shifted and become a lot more upscale. And the quality of the sponsors and the people attending has just become above and beyond anything you ever expected in the early days. I mean, we're raising, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars that are going towards the STEM program, really getting more young women involved in technology, which is very, very important, not just in the entry level, but as they progress in their careers into senior level positions. And we need a lot more females in the C-suite and in directors and managers positions in the technology community. It would make it a better world for all of us.
So how did you get involved with Women in Technology initially?
Originally, I was, I've been in and around the technology industry for a long time, and back in the late 90s, I was doing, I was attending a lot of meetings at a software company for both Southeastern Software, Beta, and also Women in Technology.
Okay.
And about that time, I was actually asked to do a study to see how to better put together a more cohesive story for the technology community. And I ended up writing a white paper, and that was the basis of TAG's creation.
Oh, wow.
And so TAG was a merger of Women in Technology, Beta, the old Business Technology Alliance, and Southeastern Software. Three organizations put all their money in one pot, elected a new board, and the rest is history. That we were less than 1,000 members, and now we're over 25,000 members. So I've been around since the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. And what was it like to be kind of, I mean, reflecting back now, seeing where that has all grown and where the technology industry has grown to be at the inception of those organizations just coming together?
Well, I think you owe a lot of credit to people like Howard Morrison and Charlie Paparelli and John Yates and Emma Morris and Barbara Stafford. There were just so many people that were foundational leaders back in that day and time. I don't think they, in their wildest imaginations, could have imagined where we are today.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of the transformative nature of the city of Atlanta. Atlanta is a giving, loving, caring city. We are the birthplace of the civil rights movement. Anything that happens in Atlanta happens in a big way, and it usually has a lot of compassion, a lot of caring involved, and I think I see that in everything that WIT has done. Great leadership, tremendous volunteers, and great things happen in this organization.
Absolutely. And with Atlanta in particular, how do you see the technology space growing? I mean, you've been able to be here for a while and see how it's grown and be involved with organizations like WIT and like TAG. So just where do you see the trajectory going? And just in Atlanta in particular, why it's so important to have this technology hub?
Well, right now, the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce will tell you that for every single person looking for a job, there are 4 or 5 open positions.
Wow.
Right now, we're in a heck of a boom. And if we get the Amazon deal, then it's just Katie bar the door.
Right.
But right now, it couldn't be any better place in the world to be in technology than Atlanta, Georgia, especially if you're looking for a job. I happen to be in the IT staffing business, working with my own company, Steel Technology Partners, in partnership with TRC Professional Solutions. And right now, we have many, many, many more openings than we do people. And so we're in a constant search for talent. The war for talent is huge right now. But of course, you work hard. You're working a lot with the Georgia Tech and Kennesaw State and all the technical colleges, as well as just keeping a good network and being involved in what's going on in the community. But right now, it's a great time. There's a new announcement almost every week of some new company either headquartering in Atlanta or building a new structure or expanding. So Atlanta's becoming the epicenter, especially in the fintech community, where Atlanta owns fintech around the world. And I think security as well, with SecureWorks and some of the other companies in that space that have just done a tremendous job at really creating a foundation in Atlanta that is as unsurpassed as any place else.
Yeah. And so how did you get involved in the technology space initially?
Fortunately, I've had a lot of bad luck in my life. And one day my younger brother said, I want you to help me get a technology company off the ground. And I should have moved to Bolivia because it was such a very, very poor experience in my life. We lost a lot of money, but we learned a lot and we met a lot of folks. And even though the company was not a success, it really became foundational for my career. And it was the best and worst things to happen to me and probably in my career because, again, I lost a lot of money. But I met people that have been friends for the last 25 years, guys like Sig Mosley, the godfather, angel investor, guys like John Yates, people like Charlie Paparelli, and the list, Steve Bachman, the list goes on and on. And those people have become not just friends, but mentors and really brothers and sisters and folks that I spend a lot of time with day in and day out.
Absolutely, and it seems that's, I mean, again, the thread that's running through this is the importance of mentorship and people who've been in this industry and people who are trying to enter into it or interested in it. Just having those people pour into you and then simultaneously having people pour back, you know, give that back and just kind of having that those experiences and being able to pass them on to the next generation.
Well, and I think that the alphabet soup of all the different organizations, either part of TAG, part of other groups, part of the technology infrastructure in the city, I don't think anyone does a better job in the mentorship area than WIT. They have a dedicated group of women who really embrace and take under their wing some of the young technologists coming out of the colleges and really new into the job force. So, you know, again, WIT is a great organization, and I'm very honored to be here tonight for what I know will be a great evening.
Absolutely, as am I. I know Business Radio X is really honored to be here. I love coming to this event. I love working with WIT. They're just a great organization to be a part of.
Well, there's no question that Business Radio X has had a great deal to do with the success of not only the technology community, but the whole business community as a whole. Y'all bring a voice and give people the opportunity to share positive stories. And what can be better than hearing something positive and uplifting? So, you know, God bless you and Stone and Lee and all the great people at Business Radio X. You guys rock.
Well, thank you, Ricky. Thank you for always championing us and with you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
So, Ricky, if anybody wanted to learn more about you, about Steel Technology Partners, just where might they do that?
Steel Technology Partners can be found at Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E, jobs.com. And you can find me at Ricky@steeljobs.com. And I'd be happy to serve you in any way possible.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Ricky, so much for stopping by our table.
Have a great evening.
You too. All right. We are still broadcasting live, and we will be right back.